fishing boats from Haunabut on Rømø were in trouble at sea at the same time and place. On December 14, 1966, the fishing boats Cossack and Tuska of Haunabut were fishing for herring with twin nets in Listerdyb, in the waters north of the island of Sild. At the end of the day, a stiff to hard northeast wind blew with a strong southwest current. Both fishing boats chose to haul in their nets in the evening, but the crew of the Cossack were so unlucky that they got a line stuck on the helm. As the Tuska was nearby, it quickly came to the rescue and prepared to establish a tug link to the Cossack, which had in the meantime run aground on Seltsent, a high sandbank on the south side of Listerdyb. The Tuska then tried to sail north to establish a tow connection, but the wind and current also pushed it into the Seltsent. It settled shortly afterwards at an approximate 20-degree list and at the same time began to take on water, after which the engine stopped. The two crew members no longer dared to stay on board the cutter and got into the life raft, but stayed close to the cutter. Late in the evening, as a result of the current and high tide, the Cossack freed itself from its grounding, and although it had taken in water, the crew bailed it out and managed to get the engine running again. The motorized lifeboat, the 32 Hormut, and its crew, who happened to be on night drills that evening, were alerted via Blåvann radio, which reported that two cutters were stranded on Seltsent and asked for immediate assistance. It did not take long for the lifeboat to reach the Tuska's crew in the life raft and bring them aboard, after which, together with the Cossack, it crossed over into the shipping channel in Listerdyb and set course for Haunabut. Unfortunately, the Tuska was not recoverable but was wrecked, and that was not the cause for the shipwreck.